This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. It's been more than a year since Occupy Wall Street made its debut in New York's Zuccotti Park. Tonight, a new initiative kicks off with an online celebrity telethon. The telethon will raise money to buy up and then pay off ordinary people's debts. It comes from an Occupy branch called Strike Debt, and they're calling this thing the Rolling Jubilee. Ann Larson's one of the organizers. Good to talk with you.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So what's the basic premise here? How's this thing work?
Well, Rolling Jubilee is a project of Strike Debt, and we buy debt for pennies on the dollar, and instead of collecting it, we abolish it.
So what kind of debt are we talking about
here? Well, you can buy lots of different kinds of debt on this kind of shadowy speculative debt market, but right now we're focusing on medical debt. We believe nobody should go into debt for health care, the care that they need to stay healthy and to get the medicine that they need. And so we're focusing on medical debt right now, but lots of different kinds of debt, consumer debt, household debt is available on this market.
Now, you can't bail out everybody. I'm sure you might want to, but you can't. It seems to me you put yourselves in kind of an awkward situation because you have to choose whose debt you relieve. How do you do that?
Actually, we don't choose. We don't know much about the people whose debt we purchase in advance. You know, debts are bundled and sold as part of a portfolio.
Uh-huh.
And this is part of the whole kind of shadowy speculative market that we're trying to expose here is our debts are bought and sold every day on this speculative market. And the people who do this buying and selling don't really know anything about who we are, and they can't even many times confirm that the debt is actually owed. These are really just alleged debts.
What's the message that you're sending here, though? I mean, I would love for someone to pay off my credit card, but people take on debts. They should pay them, right?
Well, not necessarily. There's an element of mutual aid where we are trying to give people some relief and stop harassing calls from collectors. But this is really not about that primarily. It's about exposing the debt system and how it works. These debts that we're purchasing have been written off already by the large lenders. They've been sold on the secondary market. And when banks write down that debt, they can write it off their taxes as well. And then they turn around and sell it to debt buyers. So they're making money on both ends. And, you know, somebody's debt is somebody else's profit. And we just don't think people should be going into debt for things like healthcare, education, and housing. And many people are doing that now. I mean, we have a $1 trillion student debt crisis. 2/3 of all bankruptcies are linked to medical debt. I mean, these are basic needs that people should have provided for them, and they're going into debt for it, and that's the system we want to expose.
This will be interesting to watch. Ann Larson with Strike Debt and the Rolling Jubilee. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.